Well, they got a, it's that part of the deal. It's part of football. It's part of going into week nine. You got to, the stakes keep going up, and you have to be ready to answer the call. Everyone's sore this time of year, and you're getting to that point of the season where you got to be mentally tough. You got to prepare really well and be ready to answer the call every Saturday.
How'd Taylor come out of that game? I know he got hobbled on that one play near the end.
Yeah, it was fun. It was good.
What is your expectation for the rest of
the game? Not sure. It's day to day. We'll have to see how the week progresses.
You have a final word on Tariq Allen about that injury of his?
Yeah, he'll have surgery on Thursday.
What was it?
His knee, like I thought. Yeah.
But Braylon Hurd, he's on 5 o'clock on Saturday. Is he available on Saturday?
Yeah, but we weren't going to play him unless we needed to. He tweaked his groin on Thursday, so he was available and feeling good. But with their situation with Rex, unless we needed to, we weren't going to play him. He's good to go. He's 100% right now.
So you knew you were going to have to lean pretty hard on Amir going into that game.
Amir and Imani, and Braylon was available, but like I said, I didn't want to. We weren't going to use him unless we really needed to, and Amir felt good, and Imani was able to go in and spell Amir, and so it worked out good.
Have you seen Abdullah improve?
I think he gets better. He's a good football player. He's hard to tackle. He has great vision. I think he's still learning some things, but I think he's a top-notch running back. He's a good football player.
What do you think of Michigan State's defense? What makes them what they are right now?
Really good. They're nothing. They're not. It's not anything fancy. They kind of line up and do what they do. They play aggressive. They play hard. They're physical up front. Challenge receivers on the outside in the secondary, and they're well coached. It's a good group.
They have a reputation for the blitz and quarterbacks pretty good.
Are you asking? Do they? They're gonna blitz some. They don't go overly crazy, but they're gonna do enough to try and keep you off balance and mix it. We still in the process of studying them and developing our game plan. I think our guys are looking forward to the challenge.
Not the best game you guys played last year.
Oh, I don't know. I thought we played pretty well against them, but we left some things out on the field and in every area. I'm sure they would say the same thing. So we'll have to see how it goes.
Santos with his 10 tackles, does he bring something at that linebacker spot that maybe you haven't had?
Well, I think he's growing. I think I said all along, I think David's going to be a good football player. He's starting to figure out the mental aspect of it, and he's getting more comfortable. And as that continues, I think you see his athleticism. He can run. He's explosive. He can play in the open field and do some good things. And now he's at a point where, he's not going to hurt us, and he's really helping us and doing some good things. And I think he'll continue to develop. He's nowhere near where I think he's going to be in the future, but he's getting better.
Well, you had three big interceptions on Saturday. What was it like for your defense to get those, and did you see something like that coming?
Well, I told him before the game. I said you're going to have some opportunities. We got to catch it, and I thought we made three. Anytime you get a takeaway, it's a big deal. It's a big play for you, and I think our guys. They understood we let some opportunities slip through our fingers, literally, during the week, previous week. When you have the opportunities, you got to make plays. I thought that was a big difference in the game.
Well, you
draw the line? How do you draw the line between being overly aggressive and not drawing those penalties? It seems like some of those penalties were bang, the targeting ones. And I mean, it's tough to coach because they're at a different angle and you're at such a high rate of speed. How do you go about correcting that?
I would try and create awareness. And I don't overcoach it. I mean, it's the way the game's going a little bit.
Back to your second. How long does it generally take those guys to understand the commitment level you want from them on how to play that position? From a film study standpoint, from a physicality standpoint, how long does it take them? And why is that your philosophy on how defensive back should play?
Just it's how I was brought up. That's how I was brought up playing. That's my belief. That's our philosophy and how we play. You know, we match routes. We pretty aggressive in how we play. And my philosophy is, I mean, there's a lot of different ways to play. It's just that's how we choose to play. And you know, guys, the more experience they get, the better they get at it, and understanding where their help's coming from, how to play, how it all works within the scheme. And nothing magical, you know, it's really something really across the board that our guys, you know, I've said it a lot, is playing great defense is playing, doing your job, playing great team defense and handling your responsibility, handling your responsibility first and having an understanding of what we're trying to get done and why we're trying to get it done. And it requires great preparation in this day and age to play good defense. It does. Especially when you're, you know, in the this will be really the first game where we don't have a ton of quarterback run to play against, and you know, that's a whole nother level of responsibility in how we play, and I thought we haven't changed philosophically over the last couple of weeks, but we've executed a lot better. I think our preparation's gotten better, our understanding's gotten better, so therefore the results have been there. And that's your challenge week to week, to execute what we're trying to do game plan wise.
You know, without using the word execution, can you give me a few examples of why you guys are playing better or how you guys are playing better the last 2 weeks?
Just specific things that you see either in the game or on film.
I think we've played pretty well up front the last couple of weeks. We've gotten off some blocks. We've used up blockers, and it's for me in my world, it's kind of hard not to use the word execution because we have done that well the last couple of weeks. We've been in the right spots. We've been disciplined, and
from a layman's perspective, though, what do you think is noticeable?
Guys doing their job. I'm trying to think of, we haven't made a lot of big mistakes. We haven't made, our mental errors have been few and far between. And that's a big deal. It's a big difference. And, when you don't have mental errors and you don't create big issues for you, you limit explosion, you make people have to execute down the field on you. And I think that's helped us. You know, maybe I've simplified a little bit. Maybe, I shouldn't say simplified, maybe reduced the amount of calls in some instances of what we've done in specific search situations. I've altered, I guess, what we've been doing, our philosophy, philosophically a little bit, but not a lot. We've kind of stayed within the same structure and just maybe limited certain areas of it to allow them to play fast and aggressive and maybe with a greater deal of understanding.
JP said after the game that, you know, after Ohio State, you guys were really searching. I mean, you were really searching. And one thing that you came up with is that we've got to stop the run. You know, whatever happens, we've got to make people beat us over the top. Can you elaborate on this?
Well, I mean, that's always my philosophy. I mean, to stop the run and you know, make them one-dimensional. It's how you do it. And like I said, you know, we did it. It's interesting because a lot of the similar concepts that we used against Ohio State, we've employed the last 2 weeks. We've just done them better. And, you know, you maybe limit the amount of ways that you do it. Maybe that's been, to a certain extent, what we've done. But, you know, and there's some give and take with that. You know, you to sit there and say, you know, we've just committed everybody to the run game, that really hasn't been true. You know, we've kind of picked and choose, maybe limited the amount of ways we've done it. Our safeties always have a lot of run responsibility, and that's always been the case. And you know, like I said, maybe used them to a larger extent, maybe, you know, a greater amount of the time than we have before. That's probably, like I said, maybe limited the amount of ways that we've gotten to what we get to. Does that make sense?
Yeah. How important is getting pressure like you guys did in that second half for this defense?
Well, I think, you know, I thought we had a good mix going in the second half. You know, we mixed it up pretty good on them, gave them some different looks, and, you know, bumped it, even had a through, you know, we dropped eight once. We gave them a number of different looks, and I thought that helped us, you know, both pressure-wise and coverage-wise.
Well, you've been in the SEC for a few years, Big 12 a few years. Is the premium or demand on running the football in November different in this league because of where you go, way the league's built, way the teams are built?
Well, I think that, period, running the football late in the year is at a premium. It becomes, you know, you need to be able to do that. You need to be physical. You need to be physical on both sides of the football. You know, I just kind of said it when I came in here, was that, you know, you get to week eight. You know, you get past week eight, you get into that last stretch of the season, you know, last month of the season, and physicality is at a premium because, you know, everybody's a little bit beat up, a little bit sore, you know, fatigued, you know, not just physically, but probably more mentally, and when I say that, in their preparation, and you have to fight through all those things, You have to go. You got to bring your best every Saturday, and to bring your best every Saturday, it means you got to bring your best during the week. Your preparation has to be good, and you can't succumb to the human nature, the things that you know that are telling your brain, "Hey, I need a day off." There is no day off. You know, you earn your day off. That comes in December, when all this is done. It's not easy to get done.
Michigan State's defense is the most, I'm sure you'd like to say your defense is the most physical in the league, but do you think Michigan State, as you look at your opponents, do they bring the most physical defense?
I think they do a good job physically. I think they're a tough group. I think they're physical, and I think that they're well coached. I have a lot of respect for how they play defense over there.
For you guys defensively, how much different these final 4 weeks? I mean, you won't see mobile quarterbacks, you won't see spread offense. It's going to be more traditional pro-style looks here these final 4 weeks.
Yeah, so obviously you game plan accordingly. And, I mean, we're going to, it means you're going to see some, you know, we'll be, you know, similar in some ways, but we'll be different than you've seen in probably some recent weeks because there are different challenges that are out there that the offense presents to you.
Do you prefer this style or
got to defend what they're going to put out there. I don't prefer it one way or the other, to be honest with you. I mean, these guys, they got a good running back, a quarterback who I think is very talented, can make all the throws. He's a good young football player I think is going to be outstanding in time and some good young talented receivers. So with some big physical tight ends to add to it. So you know they present a lot of challenges to you.
Well, when you talked about kind of changing that defense, does that include decreasing the number of decisions guys have to make at a given moment, or responsibility at a given moment?
No, not really. I mean, I don't know what you mean by decisions. It's, you know, sometimes you maybe limit the amount of guys making those decisions or making those reads. Kind of contain it so you can be a little more specific. That's about all I can say to that. I mean, it's, football is, playing great defense is about reading and reacting and making the right decisions. And that's our job, to help them make the better decision, the split second decisions right the right way more often than not. All three, because it's a team game. It goes front to back. It really does.
And so Fisher had a really good game the other night. Yeah. I know, you probably saw it coming, but was there a point perhaps last year where you didn't think he was ever going to make it all the way back?
No, I thought he was going to get back, but I knew I also had a regard for the type of injury he had. That was tough. And, he's feeling a lot better. You could see, probably towards the middle to the end of last year, I saw him getting back to where he felt comfortable. But I don't know if he'd have to answer that question, but I don't know if he ever felt like he got all the way back last year. Where I saw him coming back, when I saw him coming back was in the springtime. I saw him doing some of the things that I didn't necessarily see him planting that foot and doing some of the things that he'd done in the past.
You're listening to Bo Pelini's weekly press conference here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, first of all, he deserves to get more playing time. It's real easy to fall into where you especially at the Mike linebacker position, that, you put one guy out there and let him, you kind of get into a rhythm and let him go, because he's, in our defense, he's making a lot of calls and making, the adjustments. A lot of them are running through him, but, he's deserved some playing time, and he's practiced well, he's healthy, he's feeling good, we felt like, that'll make him better, and that'll make Compton better, because it's tough to play, play every snap. And, then obviously getting him out there playing in base, and, he got pretty good amount of snaps the other day and played really well.
Well, what do you think of the bounce back that your team has shown after, the disappointment at Ohio State? I mean, were you ever worried that they might be fragile after that game? And then just kind of, what do you think of how they bounced back off of that?
Well, I don't know. Was I ever worried that, no, I like our, I've said all along, I like the character of our team, and I thought they'd respond the right way. But, we got a long way to go. And, last 2 weeks, we finished out the, made it hard on ourselves, obviously, at Northwestern. I thought we played pretty well the other day, but there's still a lot more out there for our team, a lot better that we can play, and we got a long way to go. And, the message right now is stay the course and continue to do what we're doing as far as preparing day to day to play the, to get better each Saturday. That's all you can do. We're going to get challenged. We're going into a tough environment this week against a good football team, a good physical football team. And we have to, what the last 2 weeks are over with. We got to go. And, that's all you can do.
Given that, every team's in the same situation, it's November, and like you had mentioned, the bumps and bruises are there. But you got to fight through that. But given that, given the position that you guys are in, as far as now you need to win out, to make sure you get to the Big Ten title game. How tough is this task, I guess, given the fact that you're late in the year and you have in front of you what you have potentially?
Yeah, my message to the team is you get what you earn in this world. That's the way it is. They're not going to give you anything. You got to go earn it. You got to be willing, ready to go take it. And, it's as simple as that. You have to, it's not just going to happen by mistake. It's not going to happen by magic. You got to put the work in. You got to match you know, your work ethic, your process to what you want the results to be. And that's us as, you know, us as coaches and our football team as a whole. That has to continue. We knew we put ourselves in that situation. You got to go. You know, the way you can control it is to win out. Next one on our schedule is coming Saturday, and all we can control is how we prepare for that today.
Do you notice a quote unquote a bounce in your guys' step though after doing what they did against Northwestern and then winning a big game over Michigan that could kind of give them a little bit of fuel for that?
You know, I don't know. I don't buy in all that. I want to temper that as much as anything else. Our team's confident. They believe in themselves. They believe in what they're capable of doing. But, you have to, you know, you got to have tremendous respect for the game, and knowing that you have to do everything in your power to try to be at your best every single Saturday, and that's what it's going to require this Saturday to beat a good, physical, well-coached football team in Michigan State.
Yeah,
I saw Prince a little bit yesterday, and I heard Fonzo. I know he had a pick about a couple weeks ago, and saw Prince make a couple good plays in the game yesterday. Almost got called for a bad pass interference call, but
what'd you think of that at the end? Because you're talking about play.
Yeah, they picked it up, and they should have picked it up.
Is that? I don't know if they run the same defense you do the Giants, but when we were watching that play, do you break down how he handled his technique? Did he do everything the right way?
Yeah, I thought he played that really well. You know, I thought they could have called offensive pass interference rather than defensive pass interference. The guy was pulling on him. Well, what did you think? Did you see the play? I only saw about four plays in the whole game. That happened to be one of them. There you go. But if you were going to call pass interference, would it have been offense or defense?
Prince kind of grabbed
me. Oh.
You got four guys. Don't say, Prince playing quite a bit. You know, as a coach, you kind of taught them how to play that position. Or, you know, you and your secondary coach. In a short amount of time, to have that many guys playing well early in their careers, how does that make you feel? Does that validate your process and the way that you coach those guys?
You know, I give credit to those guys. I mean, they've busted their butt, worked hard, gotten better. I have a lot of confidence in what we do and how we do it defensively. I think it's been proven over a lot of years. And is it the only way? No, absolutely not. There's a lot of ways to go about playing it. I have my beliefs and how we teach it, and I think it's worked well. I think we develop our guys well. I think we teach them how to play the game, expose them to a lot of different things. And secondary-wise, you know, when they get into the NFL, there's not going to be a lot of things they're understanding. No matter what system they go into, they're going to have some background in it, and hopefully have learned some techniques and things are going to help them to have success at the next level. But, you know, at the end of the day, those guys got themselves there, not me or us. You know, I mean, hopefully we help facilitate that, but you got to give credit to those guys for the work they've put in, and it's paid off for them.
How many defenses match routes the way you do in college, not the pros?
The way we do it, I don't know. Probably not a lot.
Yep.
We're a little bit probably, you know, I don't know. I don't really pay, you know, the extent that we do it and how we do it, and I don't know. I don't really know. I know a couple people. We've visited with a couple people who want to go that way. And like I said, I don't know if, you know, there are some people who probably look at us and say they're crazy. that's their philosophy, and we have ours.
Hey, Bo, Taylor's 114 yards from becoming the most prolific offensive player in Nebraska history in terms of yardage. I know you're not a big stat guy, but what does it say about Taylor and where he is and just a junior?
You know, I think Taylor, you know, he's taken a lot of hits. You know, I think he's a client. I think he's done a lot of great things since he's been here, and I think the best part about it is, I think there's still a lot more out there for him, and he continues to work hard. I think he's developing in a lot of different ways. He's growing, maturing as a football player, and I think there's a lot more that he can do to get better. He's not perfect by any means, but I think he's continued to grow and develop as a football player, and that's really, from a coach, all you can ask him to do is to come out, work hard each day, and try to get better each day, and I think that's the philosophy he's taken. And I think he's become mentally tougher from all the things he's gone through here, and I think that's made him better. But I think there's still a lot more out there for him. I really do.
How do you slow him down?
You got to get on him quick, and you got to be good up front and physical. He's a big physical back who you don't want to get him rolling. And he's a good player. He's one of the better backs in the league, obviously, and he's a good football player. He can run the ball. He can also hurt you in the passing game. He's shown the ability to do that and catch balls.
How rare is it to see a back take that kind of workload? He's getting 30, 40 carries every single week out there.
He better be a big physical guy like he is. And, obviously it lends to his toughness and their philosophy, offensively. They believe in being physical and running the football, and it kind of starts there with them.
A very hot topic in college football is how officials officiate tempo. And you guys took advantage of it the other night on that first touchdown drive where Michigan was really gassed and it was moving fast. I know that you've also been on sort of the complaining end of that as a defensive coach. What's your take on that? And what grievances do you have as a defensive coach as officials continue to let offense?
Well, I guess it's difficult. I mean, it can be hard at times on you, but I think as long as they manage, the hardest thing to me is when they're changing personnel a lot. When they're changing personnel, and for the most part, the officials, the crews we've been up against have done a nice job of standing, allowing the substitutions to happen and. When the substitute, when they have subbed. I think you guys remember it was early in one of the early games and when they didn't stand up over the ball, we had to use a timeout, I believe, in like the second play of the game. And then they fixed it. And really after that, I think they should be able to play as fast as they want as long as they manage the substitution aspect of it and give you an opportunity to match. And because I don't think that's going away. I think that there's a lot of teams out there that, people are playing faster and faster and faster, and there's no rule against it, and I don't really know how they would, how you police it other than being, making sure that if there are substitutions and there are people running on and off the field that they manage it the right way.
How long should the refs stand over the ball when a substitution is made? Or how much of an opportunity should defenses have to manage?
Well, I think they should make sure that, as long as we don't have they don't allow a microphone to be in the ear and you can communicate to them, they gotta, because like I've talked to the refs at times, not only do they have to let you match, but you're trying to get a call in there communicated too. So it can't just be stand there, hey, your guys start to come on the field. You got to recognize the formation defensively, get lined up, and get a call. So it can't be, a snap thing where they expect all that to happen in the blink of an eye. It's just the way football is. Offense gets their call. They know what you're doing defensively. You need a second because, you're lining up to what the offense does. And I think they have to keep that in mind. I don't know if, sometimes I don't know if they all quite understand all the things that go on there. And I think where it's going to eventually lend itself to is maybe as a coach, kind of doing what the NFL does and being able to communicate to a guy on the field, which to me makes sense. But I'm sure that probably the problem there in the NCAA is probably the dollars and cents thing. And, you know, so we, you know, hopefully that they'll continue to keep all that in mind as they move forward.
How much does the handling of that vary from crew to crew? Is it subject? Is it pretty subjective?
You know what is happening? I think crew to crew, they're handling it better now because I think it's so prevalent. You know, for a while there, you know, you wouldn't see it. Oh, but you know, a lot of times you're seeing it almost week to week. And so they have a lot more experience in dealing with it, where, you know, it's not as new as it was, you know, a couple years ago.
Hello, Sean Fisher and Will Conley, going back a little bit. The two guys have been pretty tight pretty much since day one. Can you just kind of talk about how they play off each other and, you know, benefit the system?
Well, I think that... You know, like you say, I think they're close. I mean, even you throw Whaley into that mix, and you know, as position groups, you become close, and I think they help each other. I think Fish, you know, and you know, our guys, you know, we have a lot of, you know, we have good character guys, guys that are team guys. That you know, you look at Whaley and how he's helped Santos, and how the older guys have brought those guys along, and you know, when you're out there in practice and Compton's taking the reps or Fish is taking the reps, how the other guy's helping them and they're talking through things, you know, when they come off the field. So, you know, that's an important part of the game. It's an important part of the deal because in the end, regardless of who's out there, we're all on the same team. We're trying to play the best football we possibly can. And, you know, whether you're out there or not, you're trying to help the other guy.
The new athletic director, Sean Edwards, I think he had a chance to get his first home game on the weekend. Have you had a chance to catch up with him over the last 3-4 weeks and just sit down and chat?
Yeah, not anything at length, but I've met Sean and seems like a tremendous hire, great guy. You know, like I haven't, you know, obviously other than just, you know, probably ten minutes conversations, that's about it. But, you know, I think he's been very respectful of the situation that he's in, and you know, obviously Coach Osborne's going to be here till the first of the year, and I think he's had respect for that and has kind of been in the background. He hasn't been around a whole heck of a lot.
We talked a lot about preparation. I guess last week's preparation, what was different than previous weeks? Did you approach this week any differently with the game, like you said, week 9?
You know what? You have to, your standards have to be very high in your preparation, and it has to be, you know, we continue to stress it and talk about it and challenge our guys to take that level of preparation to a greater level each and every week and to know every last detail of the game plan. And, you know, that's all that's one of the big, you know, emphasis that we have day to day. We talk about it daily with our guys. To a certain extent, they probably get tired of hearing us say it, but they also have a pretty good understanding of what the truth is because the you know, you just ask the guys, you know, the weeks that you can tell. You can almost tell on Wednesday or Thursday of the type of preparation we have, how it's translating, and it usually carries over to Saturday.